Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and I thank you for listening to Rich Dad's Success Stories. I love Rich Dad's success stories for the following three reasons. Reason number one, these people took action and achieved successful results. A few weeks ago, I was on a local television show in Phoenix, Arizona, where Kim and I live. The host was interviewing a reader of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and me. The reader said she had liked the book, but felt it was a waste of time to read. Her complaint to me and thousands of TV viewers was, "The book did not tell me what to do next." I did not respond because my blood was boiling. Rather than say anything, I faked a smile and silently nodded. "So what should she do?" asked the TV host. "Find another book that will tell her what to do," was my feeble reply. One of my pet peeves is people who only do things they are told to do. Ever since I was a little kid in school, I noticed that there were classmates of mine who did very well in school simply by doing what the teacher told them to do. Often, they were called the teacher's pet. On the other hand, I often did things I was not told to do or told not to do, and that got me in trouble. So early in my life, I realized that I was a person that hated to be told what to do, which is why I do my best not to tell people what to do in my books. Bookstores and libraries are filled with how-to books. For people who love to be told how to do something, such books are just for them. Rich Dad books are not how-to books. They are books dedicated to passing on my Rich Dad's financial wisdom and guidance. They are stories about my own path of trial and error, utilizing Rich Dad's wisdom and turning them into my own personal lessons. Never do I expect anyone to follow my path. I simply share my lessons learned along the way and encourage others to find their own path. Rich Dad books are written for the purpose of expanding the reader's possibilities in life, rather than becoming a specific recipe book on how to get rich. Years ago, my rich dad explained to me that there are millions of ways to get rich. It was my job to find the way that best fit me. So rather than get rich by following my rich dad's footsteps, using his recipe for success, I took his guidance and wisdom and found the path that worked best for me. And that is what this book is filled with. This book is filled with success stories of people who took Rich Dad's wisdom and then found their own path to financial success. They are not people sitting around waiting for someone to tell them what to do next.